Hey guys, and welcome back to the Weekly Chisme. This is episode number 14.
Can you believe it? We've made it to episode 14.
This is 14, guys. We're back. I know we've been away for a little while, but it's been a busy couple weeks. You know, we're all just getting super busy and just trying to deal with real life things, but we're back. We didn't go away.
We're trying to figure out a work-life balance and working remotely, and for myself working also in person. Oh, actually remotely and in person, and then Myra working completely in person. It's been interesting, but something to juggle, and just to, you know, we've been trying to organize our lives because I am now working, you know, both in person and remotely, and it's been kind of a roller coaster, especially with like my own things going on. But we're back and we're excited. We are going to recap a little bit of our
weekend.
Trip.
Yes.
We went to sunny San Diego and we did a lot of fun activities. But first, Myra.
So mind you guys, like the summertime is like our season. Myra, yes.
I was like, hi. I was going to ask, how are you?
Like physically, mentally, emotionally?
I mean, I was like, look, I know you're going into it. I know you were going to go into a topic, but I was like, wait, let's check in on each other.
I'm good. I'm exhausted mentally, I feel, just because, like, you know, dealing with, like, you know, going back, like, I'm still coping with going back to work. Like, it's already been almost 3 months, but I feel like I never really, like, how do you, like went back into the routine. Like, I've been doing my routine, but like, I don't know, I feel more tired than I did before. But I mean, I'm like dealing with it. And I'm getting through it, you know?
Right. You're resilient. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. It's just, you know, I don't want to say that I'm complaining. Look, I'm grateful that I still have a job. You know what I mean? But it's just, it's a pandemic, and it's like, you know, yes, everyone's trying to get back to normal and getting back to work, but it's not normal. Like, it's normal, but it's not. You know what I mean?
I totally understand. I mean, I work in person, and we have to follow all these COVID guidelines and restrictions that's been imposed upon infection prevention. And so we have to, you know, follow everything to the T. And so it has become interesting. Nothing's normal, but I also feel that the more you do it, the more normal this is. And so I've kind of transitioned to a point where, okay, well, this just happens to be part of life now. So
yeah, and that's the thing, like, you want to sit there and you're like, this is the new norm, right? But it's like, it just doesn't hit. I don't know, like,
yeah, I know, because you had mentioned that you, okay, so Myra, her work setup is that she works on a desk, but also there's a huge pixie glass in front of her desk, and I'm like, yeah, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, so
can,
like,
you get used to that, or do you feel like you're in a little box?
Well, like, I think I mentioned a couple episodes before, like, you know, I was mentioning like my experience about going back to work, and how, like, I think like a week before I went back, like, my coworkers that were in charge of setting up those plexiglass windows around our desks, like, they sent me a picture, because my desk was like the protocol. It was like my desk was a testing desk. And they sent me a picture, and I was like really weirded out, because I was like, this looks really odd. Like, this is it. Like, at first I thought they sent it as a joke. Like, I was like, oh no, they're just like testing it. Like, it's really not going to be like that. But I showed up a week later, and yes, it was like a huge glass around my entire desk. Like, not a cage, but kind of like a, just a box, like boxed in, kind of like a clear cubicle.
Yeah,
like a see-through cubicle, you know what I mean? And like, so like, to this day, like, I can still go into the office, and it doesn't faze me anymore. Like, I just I just pretend it's not there, I guess.
It almost feels like you might just be going into like your own little fish tank.
Yeah, pretty much. My own little fish tank, and it's like, don't talk to me, I'm in my bubble, like, I'm here. Like, I don't know
why I thought about a fish. You know how, okay, so this weekend we drink a lot of smart waters. You know, just trying to be hydrated.
Healthy and hydrated, yes.
But that, you know, that little goldfish that's on the bottle. So I just thought,
I forget that it's there sometimes.
I see it every single time. I don't know why it stands out to me. I'm like, why is there a fish in the middle of my smart water? But
yeah.
So go right into your topic. Let's see what you got.
So this weekend, guys, we took a big step, because summertime is our season. So like, I feel like last summer compared to now, we were like never home. you know, like we were either like in Vegas or like in San Diego or like in the desert or just always out every weekend, you know. But unfortunately, 2020 summer has not been like that. And we actually ventured out and we went down to San Diego this weekend because it was something that we've been wanting to do all summer because it's our place to go during the summer. So we did it. Just a
obviously,
little different.
You know, just obviously following, you know, COVID restrictions.
Yes, and- guys, we follow restrictions and protocols. We did not drive together, which is one.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a lot. I mean, I was cleaning like a crazy person. We were wearing masks. I mean, even, you know, just we did a lot of things to minimize our contact, which is great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but, and, you know, I guess that was fun. And yeah, our summers are usually, they usually consist of either like going out to, you know, participate in some nightlife or like just taking on like random road trips. Like you mentioned, we would go to the desert or just like take like little mini trips like with whoever was down. Pride happens around the summer. And that's something that's different this year because it didn't even happen. So
music festivals, food festivals, beer festivals, just everything.
Every festival you could think of, we were there. So things have definitely been different. And so for us to get away this weekend was actually pretty nice.
Yeah.
I guess we can mention what we, I'll talk about two different things, but what was your favorite? Because, you know, whenever we head to San Diego, I don't know what happens to Myra and I, but we become hungry. 100%, like, 100,
oh my
like
goodness.
24/7. Like, I don't know where we feel like eating all the time.
So, like, yeah, so that's like, that's one of our main things. Like, we're gonna go and we're gonna eat because, you know, we've been going so much recently that it's just kind of like we've already have like our staple places that we like to go to and like our, you know, our go to meals and stuff. But for some reason, this time around, it just, I'm not going to say it didn't go well. Like we fed ourselves, you know, but it's just, I don't know. How do you explain it? Like our hunger wasn't as we thought it was.
Oh no. Mine definitely was. I was able to gauge Myra.
Yeah. I honestly don't know what happened to me. I think I just, because I've recently like changed like my eating habits. Like I feel like I just portion wise, I don't eat as much as I used to. Or like I try to cut stuff.
Yeah, or I think it's just like Myra gets excited. You know, almost like when you go to like a candy store and you're just like, I kind of want a little bit of everything. So Myra gets into this point where she feels like because we're in a whole different city, she's never
we're on vacation. We deserve to eat well. We deserve to drink well. Like whatever, order what you want to get. Like,
so she's like, know? I want something sweet. I want something savory. I want something dry. I want something crisp. So she'll go and
like
order
my
everything.
Taste buds
and then
go
she'll be
wild.
Like, well, and then she'll be like, why did I do this? I'm like, I don't know. But you know, we definitely enjoyed a lot of different things. What was a highlight for you?
Like of the food that I ordered?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think it was the tacos that we had yesterday afternoon. We went to this taco spot in Barrio Logan called Salud that our friend recommended. So she's like, oh, because after, well, we'll get into it, but we had just finished a jet ski session. So we're out like in the water. So it's like, we're being very active. So we're like, dude, like the first thing we thought of, we're like, we are starving. Like, and the first thing that popped in my head, I was like, tacos, let's get tacos, you know? So yeah, so our friend, she recommended this spot. So we ordered beforehand and then we got there and we picked up the food. And I was like, oh, like, you know, tacos are like pretty small. Like I'm pretty hungry, you know? So I ordered like four different types of tacos. I got like a fish taco, a chicken taco, carnitas taco, and I think like a chile rellenos taco. Cause our friend, she recommended it. And I was like, dude, that sounds so good. Like I'm gonna get it. So we get our food and we get back to our Airbnb we were staying at and we lay out all the food. And like, I stare at it for like a good, like 2 seconds. And I'm like, I think I got too much food. Like, but yeah. I was hungry. So look, so for the whole experience, I ate 3 of the 4 tacos and me and
wait,
Frank
so was that
taco.
A highlight for you or was that just an experience for you?
No, that was a highlight because the tacos were actually really, really tasty. Like they were really bomb. So
I would say for me, I those tacos were definitely good. I got I did try the chile relleno taco, and I also tried the fish taco. Mm-hmm. And they were really good. For me though, those were good, but my highlight
do you remember the name of the place?
Yeah, Pete's Seafood and Sandwich. That place, first of all, I had the best grilled lobster roll in a butter roll, and it was amazing. What did you get at this Pete's Seafood?
Okay, so we went a little overboard at this place too.
I mean, yeah. I mean, see, there tends to be a trendier that we do at every restaurant.
But yes, for some reason, it was like a trend this weekend, because like, I don't know, I don't remember it happening prior. Like, I don't know. Anyways, so we went to this Pete's Seafood and Sandwiches that our friend also recommended, and I ordered exactly what she ordered. So I ordered
technically,
a shrimp.
I had it, but okay.
What?
I'm like, technically I found it, she just mentioned it after, but I just
you found it technical. But she had encouraged us to go there because she said it was good. So she encouraged us. Anyways, so I ordered a shrimp po' boy, which is a sandwich that I've had before when I went to New Orleans a couple of years ago. But I got a shrimp one, and it was like fried shrimp sandwich, and it's like lettuce, tomato, and I think a little bit of mayo, and then like they gave us like this I don't know what type of sauce it was, but you like pour it over the sandwich, and like I ate that sucker like in 2 seconds. It was really good. Mm-hmm. And then we also got
calamari
and some french fries and some cheese sticks. So we got a lot of food, guys. And yeah,
but the lobster roll there, first of all, here in LA, they, you know, there's a lot of little places that have lobster rolls, but they usually only give you like 3 little pieces of lobster. First of all, in San Diego, they don't count their pieces of lobster. They filled it up to the point where I'm like, whoa. I mean, literally lobster was coming out of my sandwich. That never happens here in LA. So Los Angeles, fix your little lobster sandwiches, because they don't meet standards of San Diego restaurants. But yeah, you know, I definitely had a good time. And I will say their clam chowder, yum. It was delicious.
I don't even think I got your final review on the clam chowder.
I couldn't stop talking about it. I thought that was my review. the clam chowder was amazing. And you know, I don't know who else is a weirdo like me, but I eat my clam chowder with red crushed pepper, and if I don't have red crushed pepper, it just doesn't taste the same. So anyone out there who eats their clam chowder with red crushed pepper, hit me up, because we're friends.
You're like obsessed. And I was like, is it gonna be okay? Because at one point all I could see is the red crushed pepper.
Honestly, sometimes I feel like I should just carry red crushed pepper in my car. Just
no, you should. People carry hot sauces in their car or in their purses.
I carry hot
sauces
in my bag. Or
yeah, like Beyonce said, she carries hot sauce in her bag, so nothing's wrong with that, dude.
There's nothing wrong with carrying your condiments in your purse, in your
exactly
backpack.
Do you boo. It's all
so
good.
besides these highlights of us, you know, enjoying all types
eating.
Of food,
mm-hmm.
We're gonna now talk about activities. What was a highlight activity that we did?
We were actually very active for one whole day, and I'm still recovering from it. We were very active
water sporting.
We're like athletic now, I guess.
Only in San Diego.
Yeah, so pre-weekend, Franklin was like, you know, he'll just like book stuff, and then he'll be like, oh, by the way, I booked this, I booked that, like, are you down? I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. Mind you, these are things that we've never done before, and like it's like the first time. You're like, why not? Like, who knows, when are we ever gonna get to do this type of stuff, you know what I mean? So it's like, let's just do it. So he booked jet skis and like a afternoon like boat ride, and it was fun. We were in the water for a long time, and it was just very, very refreshing, and it was worth it.
One of the highlights for me was going on a jet ski and living my best life like Maluma did in his new Hawaii music
video.
Oh
my god,
I'm not sure.
So that's why you did it. I knew it.
I mean, his jet ski definitely inspired me, and we actually got the same color, so that was cool. Going on the jet skis is a lot of fun. So the first 10 minutes that you're going out to the harbor, it only goes out to like, or up to 5 miles per hour, and after about 11 minutes you can go from 0 to 60 miles per hour. And if you've been to San Diego, the harbor that you're surrounded by, it starts off with like the marina where they have all the little boats and all the hotels. And then you go on to the main area where there's like a lot of bigger hotels and big yachts and big boats and all the cruise lines that, you know, not like necessarily cruise lines, but the harbor cruise rides that they have in San Diego, where there's like hundreds and hundreds of people on them. So you literally on this jet ski, you have a free for all to go all over the place. So Myra and I literally, well, Myra only made it out to 11 minutes and then she turned back around. But what freaked her out was seeing a huge seal. So as I'm riding my
Yes.
As I'm riding the jet ski on the 5 mile per hour lane, out of nowhere, I see this big thing come out of the water on my right side. And I quickly realized that it was a seal, and it literally popped his head all the way out.
It was so cute. I saw it really quickly, though.
It looked around and was like, oh, let me say hello to you, and you're in front of my face, and then let me go back into the water. But I really thought that, because the seal looked a little bit, well, maybe it's just me, because, you know, I sometimes feel like animals are friendly. But I felt like this seal was friendly. I'm like, oh my gosh, is this seal going to go back down and then come back up and play around with us? I was also afraid that it might just want to jump on the jet ski, but that didn't happen. It literally looked at us and then went back down. But at that point, so a minute after that, you get to the point where you go from 0 to 60 in 0 seconds or 3 seconds or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where Myra disappeared. So give us your little experience.
So my experience. There. So I was on the jet ski by myself. And I was like, I've been on jet skis before. Like, you know, we used to, a couple summers ago, me and my family used to go out to the lake and, you know, ride jet skis with like my cousin's stuff. But like, I was never one that actually like drove it alone. Like I was either always with my cousin or like my siblings or whatever. So I was like, oh, cool. Like jet skis, like I've been on one, like it's not going to be that bad. So I was on it by myself and I wasn't on it for very long because like, I think after I saw the seal, like I got nervous and I was like, I don't know if I want to go all the way out there.
Right. And myself. So like you're in the middle of the harbor. So I didn't really have a second to even like catch up with Myra. So this is what I saw. I was going out to sea or the harbor, and out of nowhere, I look back and I'm like, where's Myra? And then I see her turn around and I'm like, why is she turning back around to where we started? Yeah. And then she quickly was going back to like the main area and I'm like, wait, what's happening? But then I realized, okay, like Myra has a phone on her because you were able to take our phones and, you know, our technology or whatever, your backpack or whatever you wanted to carry with you.
Well, I didn't take anything with me. I left everything behind in the little lockers. Yeah.
And then I also felt comfortable because I'm like, there's a lot of lifeguards. There's a lot of, you know, cops.
Yeah.
Out
yeah.
There.
So like, I didn't feel
wrong
nervous.
With Myra,
yeah.
I was like, well, you know what? She can stay out there. and you know, and the fact that she has had experience, I'm like, I'm pretty sure she's okay. She probably just wanted to be around the marina. But me, I wanted to really get a little adrenaline rush go through my body because, you know, during the pandemic, I haven't been able to go to like theme parks. And that's another thing that I really enjoy. I like going on roller coasters. I like thrill. Yeah. I jumped off the Stratosphere, like I've mentioned before, in Las Vegas last year. So like, I'm always like a thrill seeker and looking for a quick adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
So I felt I felt like the second I got into that area where I could go to 60, mind you, I didn't go to 60 because first of all, that's way too fast, way too dangerous for a beginner and, you know, not even an intermediate person. I seriously, that was my first time I learned and I actually got really comfortable. But there were moments where like I was just going, like at first I was kind of just going, and then I realized, okay, I know how powerful this jet ski is. I also realized, like, you know, you have like a security thing that's connected to the jet ski. So like, for instance, if you fell off and that thing disconnected, the jet ski would turn off. So that kind of made me feel comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm thinking, okay, well, if I do fall off, like at least the jet ski, we'll be okay. I don't know. I felt okay. And then we had a life jacket, so that made me feel very comfortable. But then I kind of, like, the second I set a goal, I'm like, okay, what am I gonna do here? Am I just gonna ride around? And I'm like, no, I want to go to the other side of the harbor and I want to hit the Coronado Bridge. So in San Diego, in this harbor area, there's like a bridge at the end, or not the end, but I guess a midpoint of, you know, from the harbor to the ocean.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, okay, I'm gonna go up to the Coronado Bridge, which, mind you, takes about 30 minutes if you're at a decent speed of like 20 miles per hour.
Oh my God, it would have taken me like days.
So I quickly realized, like, I kept thinking, okay, so this is like a vehicle. If I was driving from one city to the other, I would probably have to be going at least, you know, 30 to 40. I'm like, obviously I'm not doing that because I am not about to jump off. So I'm like, let me just hit 50% of that and see if maybe we can get it.
And you felt okay?
And I felt okay. And like, yes, there were moments where the jet ski flew a little and then you hit a wave, or like you fly a little bit and then you hit really fast, you know, to the bottom, and then your whole body freaks out and you're like, whoa,
your whole
but that was kind of part of the adrenaline rush, and I enjoyed it, and I did make it to the Coronado Bridge.
That's good.
And then I quickly turned around and I'm like, all right, so this is what you need to do in order to get back to point, you know, A. And then I was able to
navigate yourself.
So I literally somehow I gauged time really well, and then I was able to get to the main location right on time, like literally probably like that minute that it was you know, I had to turn it in. But that was a highlight for me. So if you want to go do jet skis in San Diego,
if you guys want to come join us next time, like, I need someone to ride with, because like it was just an experience. Look, and I tend to just have my intuitions, and I was like, nah, I'm good, you know? And then at one point I was just getting tired, and then like, cause the sun was like beaming pretty hard on my legs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, I'm going to go back before I get like too tired or whatever. So, but it was fun. Like, I'll definitely do it again.
Yeah. And sure. I think the other thing that freaked me out also at first was that I started to feel kind of seasick at the beginning, because I was going so slow.
Oh, you did?
And I don't get seasick, but something
made me, experience
none
of that.
Something made me feel very dizzy, like where I was like, okay, whoa. And then I realized I have to keep, and that was the other reason why I was like, okay, I need to like speed it up, because when I was speeding it up, I felt comfortable where I didn't feel like that motion sickness. But it was when I was just there
faster?
Like when I was just moving like with the waves, I felt so sick. I was like, no thank you. And then there was one point where I did speed up to I don't know, like maybe close to, I don't know, 30 something. Mm-hmm. At one point, and then this big wave hit us, Megan Gannis, because we were on it together, one of our friends, and she and I got so wet, like it was crazy. Like, we both saw the wave and we kind of knew it was going to happen, but it was inevitable. Like, it wasn't going to be like, and now I'm going to, you know, turn around. Like, no, it was
crazy. Yeah. Well, that's cool.
But that was a highlight. And then another highlight was our little yacht
or afternoon sunset boat ride.
Oh my gosh, that was so much fun. First of all, I was supposed to drive that boat, and then I realized, okay, I don't feel like driving. And luckily, we had a friend of ours, Yanis's boyfriend, who knows how to drive a boat and had experience, who I was like, please take over. And it was nice, because we
it was really
very
nice.
We all felt very comfortable. Then we got to relax, and I didn't feel stressed the entire time, so that was kind of cool. At first I was sitting at the back of the boat, and then I was like, Myra, should we go to the front? And then we went to the front, and that was, you can tell everyone,
it was like the Shamu show at SeaWorld times 100. Like, I was like, no, I'm not gonna get that wet. Like, I didn't even bother even taking like a change of clothes or anything. Like, I was dressed like in a nice little summer dress. Like, I was like, no, I want to feel comfortable. Like, it's nice.
You were dressed
cool
for like a champagne party. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Except there was no champagne, but like, I didn't expect all that water and all that, but it was fun. I wasn't complaining. I was like, dude, this feels nice. Like,
it was so much fun.
It. Yeah.
So it was kind of, so the boat, like, it's like, it was, you know, driving, and then the boat accelerated, it would hit like certain waves, and then it would go and wet us.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in the splash zone, but Myra definitely was more in that area, in the wet
in the
area.
Splash zone.
I got wet, but not as wet as Myra. Like, Myra literally looked like she had dumped her head. She looked like she had dumped her head in the ocean.
But it was cool. Like I said, I wasn't complaining. It was just all It was all fun.
It was
all fun.
And we got to see the sunset of the San Diego City, downtown San Diego.
By the bridge. So
by the bridge.
Oh my gosh.
It was the best. And I feel rejuvenated. Wow, I can't even speak.
Regenerated.
No, I'm kidding. Regenerate their mind.
It was definitely a much needed trip. Yeah,
I feel refreshed. I feel motivated.
Relaxed.
For this news. Yeah, I feel energized to go through this crazy work week.
For this new week.
And
me
grad
too.
School and everything else that's happening in between. But so if you guys get a chance, you know, we just wanted to catch up with y'all. and give you guys an update of what we did this weekend. But we are going to share some of the breaking news that has happened, you know, obviously this past weekend, that we will discuss this coming week. And then we're also going to discuss the VMAs. But we're going to end with, what are you looking forward to see, you know, during the VMAs? Because I know they're about to play in about 15.
Yeah, they're going to go live pretty soon. They already happened in New York. I've been seeing stuff on Twitter and stuff. But like, the VMAs have always been a thing. That's when I first started watching MTV back in the year 1999. Like, the VMAs were like...
Okay, you remember what year you started watching?
Yeah, I was 10. The VMAs, 1999. If everybody remembers the iconic VMAs with Little Kim and Britney Spears. So, yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it all later. But what are you looking forward to during the 2020 VMAs?
I think I'm looking forward to Ariana Grande and Gaga, of course.
Is it Ariana or Ariana?
Ariana.
You can tell
Ariana.
Ari.
Ari. So Ari Gaga, The Weeknd. Who else is supposed to perform? I don't even have
Maluma.
All the tea. He is? Oh, I can't wait. So, I know all this is probably even... All this, I think it's pre-recorded, too.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know, but we're definitely going to discuss. I'm sure there's some breakthrough performances. I know the performance that's kind of been hitting Twitter because I have been following is Miley Cyrus. So
her performance?
Yeah, her performance is like a new song, and people were like commenting and saying like, the Wrecking Ball Girl is back, and so you'll get it when you watch the performance.
Okay, so we'll do our research, guys. We'll watch tonight, and we shall discuss later this week. We'll have more entertainment news and more
just follow
news
up
of us.
With everyone, and then maybe, you know, a lot of people have been telling us that you guys like the Q&A, and you guys got to know us a little bit more, and so we're going to integrate a little bit.
We're going
to
continue that, yeah.
Maybe we'll create our own questions.
Okay. I
or
like
maybe
that.
Maybe we'll have someone create questions for us. We'll see.
Ooh.
We'll get creative. But we'll get creative. Guys, we wanted to give you guys a sunny San Diego update.
and a happy Sunday update. A happy Sunday update.
And hopefully we can give you some feedback about the VMAs next week.
Yeah. So thank you guys for hearing us out. We hope everyone has a good beginning of the week.
And then we'll be posting some pictures and videos of us in San Diego.
Yeah, so follow us. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on
Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
All
you have to search is The Weekly Chisme or Weekly Chisme, or search Myra and Franklin, and you'll be able to find us literally by our names, Myra and Franklin, and you'll be able to find our podcast.
All right, guys, we're out. Peace.
All right, take care, everyone. We'll definitely talk soon, and we'll follow up with everyone and everything.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.